I'm Thomas Sullivan, and I was just going to relay a small anecdote which happened when I was a young teenager. Growing up in a small North Yorkshire village called Great Ayton, and the thing about Great Ayton and where I live with my mum and dad, we lived next door a slaughterhouse. There was a butcher's on the high street, and we had the house just next door that. And usually it didn't really encroach on our lives at all. There were kind of like, you knew the slaughterhouses were there. At kind of Christmas time, there was kind of turkeys at the back there, and you knew that happened, but generally it didn't really encroach on our house. But my parents' house had a long garden going back, and my mum had, various vegetables and flowers and things like that in the garden. And like I said, usually the kind of the slaughterhouses were just on the other side of the hedge, and it was, no big deal. You didn't really kind of notice it or anything like that, apart from occasionally, like I said, the clucking of the turkeys. But anyway, one day when I was, like I said, an early teenager, I remember being in the house and hearing this incredible furore outside in our garden. And I looked out the window, and this enormous pig had basically escaped from the slaughterhouse. They were taking the slaughterhouse, they had escaped from the slaughterhouse and had got into our garden. And it was quite a shocking experience. The pig was so huge. I'd never seen a pig anything like that. I mean, the pig must have been 12 feet long, something like that. Huge pig running amok. Right along the garden. And the thing that really struck me about, there were kind of these guys from the kind of basically from the slaughterhouse, these four guys with kind of sticks, trying to kind of basically beat this pig and trying to get this pig back into the kind of slaughterhouse. And I must have watched it for sort of 10, 15 minutes as basically this pig, huge thing, just basically trampled all over the garden, all over the flower beds, all over the vegetable beds. And it was a very sort of, it was it I mean, it's funny what you said there, Mark, earlier about kind of animals and your encroachment on your territory. It was a very shocking thing to experience, actually, to see something of that size, kind of really, kind of like trampling over the whole sort of, what you thought was your kind of garden space. And then eventually they did manage to kind of club it and beat it. And the poor guys were obviously very, it was such a big animal and obviously so terrified to actually try and get it back into the slaughterhouse. They did manage to do it. I mean, the animal was obviously, for whatever reason, managed to kind of like could somehow realize what it was, where it was going, and seeing this kind of like cut it could do, and make it into another garden. But unfortunately, it did. They did manage to kind of club it and beat it and sort of drive it back in. But it was a very. I have. A, I was left, and that's why I thought about it for this thing. I was left with a very, it created a very strong image of this other kind of creature somehow, which maybe normally you don't see being butchered or anything like that. Somehow, trying to assert itself in another kind of space. It was quite a powerful sort of experience.